We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In a summer letter sent out to the high school students, Professor Gullerud suggested a theme for the school year. Do we remember, high school students, what that is? Three words? Anyone? Anyone?
I am third
is a striking thing to say about yourself and a difficult thing to be. Is there scriptural support for this? Absolutely. It comes in Philippians 2. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I am third. If we're talking about a race and you finished in third place, hey, that's worth a bronze medal. But we're talking about a mindset. Having an I am third mentality will take some considerable doing by God, changing hearts and minds, yours and mine, which by nature are thinking, I am first. The I am first mindset is ingrained in our old Adam. We instinctively know how to look out for number one. Notice where I'm pointing. Doing what I want to do at this turn and that turn. We know how to think that way without being taught. And so we need to learn and relearn that in everything spiritual, the I am first mentality is not only wrong in the eyes of God, it is also deadly to our souls and deserving of something Jesus once said coming true. You know this passage. The first shall be last. And boy, did Jesus know what it means to be last. As the text points out that I read, he was first as one in the form of God, deserving to be equal with God. But he gave up that supreme position of number one to become what Paul calls literally a slave, a bondservant. Your Lord did more than step down for a while. He went to the end of the line. He put everyone else ahead of himself. Even though everyone else, you and me included, would treat him with disrespect, disobedience, even worse. Yet steadfast in his love for all people, steadfast in his obedience to the Father, he humbled himself to that lowest point of all, death by crucifixion. And for Jesus, you know what that means. Death and hell, both those things, carried out on that cross as God's complete punishment for all of our sins laid on Him. Jesus really was dead last on Good Friday. 3 days later, the Father moved Him back up to that number one position that He had from all eternity. And that's because Jesus won. And you along with Him. He won your forgiveness and salvation. He won everlasting domination over Satan, death, hell. And He did that for you and me. He has won the supreme position of lordship over the people whom He purchased with His own blood. From that point on, Jesus belongs in first place. Given the name above every other name and allegiance from those who are His own, that's where you and I fit this picture. We make Him our number one. We put Him first as God leads us to worship Him, pray to Him, talk about Him with other people, and follow His kingly leadership given to us through His Word. One result of that leading through the Word is that we also recognize who is second. Who is second? We embrace the two great commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Does it seem that we have a tie for second, maybe, between you and your neighbor? Certainly the neighbor, the other person, counts as that number two, given the fact that Jesus tells you to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And as Paul points out, this sometimes requires that you step down, that I step down to what we could call third place. Paul says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." So, as teachers, advisors, mentors, coaches, workers, as students, classmates, roommates, teammates, we have daily opportunity at every turn to put the Lord's model into practice. And that requires knowing the answers to some questions. What is truly right and good for this person here, right now? What can I do to cause that to happen? The betterment of this person. What should I give up? What do I need to set aside so that this can take place? Thankfully, the Lord does more than answer those questions. He provides motivation. He works from the inside out. "I am third" is more than a theme. It is God's reality. He causes it to be that way. "I am third" will happen because the new man inside you and me, inside every believer, wants to embrace this mindset that we get to be third in honor of Christ, who became last for us. We act as third in love and care for those who depend on us. Treating them as second will mean that we bring them God's Word, law and gospel, so that they move down from the wrong kind of first to the right kind of last. I'm talking about you and I repenting of our sins. And then moving up from last to third by faith, which means that you are liberated to serve your Lord and each other in that order. May the Heavenly Father make it so among us here at Emmanuel. Amen. We conclude our worship today singing hymn 412, all stanzas, hymn 412.
If you are a girl in track and field that ordered a t-shirt, I have them here. You should come and see me. And also, in case you didn't notice, cross country is at 3 o'clock today.